Throw on your designer athletic wear and sign up for the hottest new classes, because this week's Discovery explores the wild world of fitness. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Every day, we're bombarded with messages about the eternal quest for the perfect body. But in Fitness Junkie, by authors Lucy Sykes and Joe Piazza, one woman's quest to lose weight sends her into truly ridiculous territory. The story explores the New York City fitness scene with Janie Sweet, CEO of Bee, an elite bridal company. After she's photographed at a fashion show eating a delicious pastry, her business partner and childhood best friend, Beau, forces her out of the company until she loses 30 pounds. Newly divorced and desperate not to lose Beau, too, Janie finds herself signing up for trendy workout classes and trading carbs for juice. But as she takes off the weight, she begins to wonder if she really wants her old life back. Now, Fitness Junkie magnifies our culture's obsession with fitness and weight loss. At times, Janie's experiences are amusingly absurd. She takes crazy classes and follows her best girlfriend through one bizarre diet after another. But it's not nearly as outrageously funny as it could be, perhaps because there's a little too much truth to it. In fact, the classes and diets seem like something you'd see on reality TV. The problem, then, is that it all feels more tragic than funny. There may be some aspects that seem silly, but really, it's just plain sad. After all, in real life, people really are obsessed with their body image, and that makes it hard to laugh about the characters in this novel. Some are shallow and cruel. Some are lonely and insecure and afraid. Others are just plain greedy. And the troubled characters and their unfortunate story make for a satire that's not nearly satirical enough. But is it worth signing up for this fictional workout? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Fitness Junkie had the opportunity to take the more over-the-top aspects of the health craze and create a story that's both smart and outrageously funny. Instead, it's a little too real, and while it's often light and entertaining, it's also surprisingly depressing. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Fitness Junkie by Lucy Sykes and Joe Piazza is 256 fit, but not entirely funny, pages long, and is available from Doubleday. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.